This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Angela Grahita.
And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
There's only one way to divide the entertainment menu this weekend.
Okay.
Loud and quiet, which kind of sounds like a children's book.
It does.
But when you think about it, it's really all loud. So we have the top 10, starting from the quietest to the loudest thing to do.
Okay.
Number 10, the quietest thing, is a play called The Guys. It's a drama about eight New York City firefighters who lost their lives in the collapse of the Twin Towers on September 11th. Mm-hmm. And it's a special short weekend run at Fort Smith Little Theater. It's 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2:30 Sunday. That's it. No more. $5. Okay. And you can find out more at 783-2966. Number 9. The next to quietest is Up, the play that's at University Theater this weekend.
Okay.
It's not the movie.
Right. But there's a slight similarity.
It's based on the true story of a guy who tied weather balloons to his lawn chair and floated up in the 1980s. More broadly, according to the director Amy Herzberg, it's about the challenge of balancing dreams with reality. It's at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, again next weekend at University Theater on campus in Fayetteville. Tickets are $16 for adults. Number 8, we're getting louder, Little Shop of Horrors.
Some singing here.
One of my favorite plays is on stage at the Sager Creek Art Center in Siloam Springs. Keith Lyons is directing, and if you know anything about him, you know he's funny. And he says the show is an age-old story, sort of like Faust, about somebody who makes a deal with the devil. And, of course, it's got great songs. So, 7:30 today and tomorrow, there is no Sunday matinee. Tickets are $10 for adults. Number 7 is a whole broad category.
Okay.
Of outdoor festivals.
Oh. Oh.
Because this weekend is the Arkansas Apple Festival in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite visuals this time of year is bikers in chaps shopping arts and crafts in Lincoln. Love it, love it, love it. 9 to 5 today through Sunday on the square. The parade's at 10 o'clock tomorrow. It's Harvest Homecoming Fall Festival with crafts and all that sort of thing in Harrison today through Sunday. There's Art in the Park with jewelry, pottery, ironworks, glassworks from 9 to 5 Saturday at Riverfront Park in Fort Smith. It's the Fall Festival at Hobbs State Park on Saturday with demonstrations in Dutch oven cooking and blacksmithing and flint napping. That's from 10 to 4. And Sunday is Kids Art Day at Terra Studios in Durham from noon to 5, and they're going to have classes, demonstrations, music, a petting zoo, a scavenger hunt.
Balloon animals.
Yes. So that takes care of number 7.
Okay.
So we're getting louder.
Number 6 is the American Girl Fashion Show, and you might say, how is that louder? But little girls are loud.
There's 70, 80?
Lots of little girls. Art Center of the Ozarks has done this for several years. American Girl only lets one venue in a state do this as a fundraising project. And ACO's had it for several years. Lots of little girls in lots of costumes. It's at 12:30 and 4 Saturday and Sunday at ACO. It's $35, but you get this whole American Girl experience. It'll be fun. 751-5441. Vampires might be louder than little girls. Or at least vampire fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Charlaine Harris is in town this weekend. She is going to be at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs for a reception from 1 to 3 on Saturday. And then there's a dinner and a writer's talk at 6:30 at Peel Mansion in Bentonville. It's a fundraiser for the Writer's Colony at Derry Hollow. But if you're, a huge True Blood fan and you're not there, what's the matter with you?
Because her books are the inspiration for that HBO series.
Precisely.
The Sookie Stackhouse series.
Mm-hmm. Love her. Tickets are $50 to $125. Call 253-7444. Call now. Number 4, the Bella Vista Wiener Dog Races.
Wait, races? What?
Races.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love with this idea. It's the 5th annual. It's from 11 to 2 on Saturday at Loch Lomond Park Softball Field. Last year, they had 72 little dogs racing and about 500 people watching.
This just sounds like a great visual.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, the pictures are awesome. Tiny little dogs with their ears flying. Aww. It's wonderful. My friend Ashley, who's a reporter for NWA Media, is racing her 13 or 14-year-old Dachshund named Molly.
Mm. Is she really?
They have age categories.
Okay.
So
that seems fair.
It's free to watch. They also have a wiener wannabe race for other dogs. Now, I don't know if you have to pre-register for that. You can find out by calling 855-6020. Number three, we're getting louder. This is Gridiron Weekend.
Yes, it is.
As Antoinette well knows.
Antoinette is the star of this year's show, or at least the first lines on stage.
I do have the first lines on
you
stage.
You open the show?
I do open the show.
That's fantastic.
I'm sorry to tell you all that you have missed my one-night cameo. I played Debbie Miller's roles last night.
And you were lovely.
Well, at least I was funny, possibly not in the places they intended. This is a bunch of journalists who write these skits, write these songs, talking about politics and the news. There's a Dalai Lama skit that will just have you on the floor gasping for breath. 7:30 today and Saturday, two shows only. Proceeds go to the Society of Professional Journalists, the Fayetteville branch of the American Association of University Women, and Rogers Little Theater, where it's taking place.
That's number three loudest. I know what number one loudest is going to be. Mm-hmm.
Well, you think? What do you think number two is?
That's what I'm going to say. What's the second loudest thing this weekend?
There's an air show in Fort Smith.
Ooh, wow, this could be the loudest weekend in our listening area's history.
Ever. It features the Thunderbirds. I talked to somebody from the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. Fascinating story about how hard it is to get to be a Thunderbird how many people go into it. There's 12 officers on the team, plus a crew of like 60 enlisted men and women. It's really an interesting story. They'll be flying in the afternoons. They won't say exactly what time because the Fort Smith Regional Airport is a working airport. So they have to work. So they'll be flying in the afternoons. The gates open at 8:30. There will be all sorts of the Tora demonstration team. There's a jet-propelled school bus. It's going to be fascinating, and it's all free.
You got Kyle's attention.
A jet-propelled school bus?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's all free. Airshowfortsmith.com. You will not find the time the Thunderbirds are flying there, so don't call and yell at me.
All right.
They will fly when they can.
So that's second loudest.
And of course, number one is Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, or as I prefer to call it, and I'm still hoping to get it renamed, Bikes and Songs.
Yes.
It's easier to say.
It is.
Wednesday night looked as big as a Friday or Saturday night to me. It's going to be a huge weekend. Tonight at the Washington County Fairgrounds, the Circus Una High Wire Act. It is motorcycles on high wires.
That just seems so wrong.
Or
it
so
sounds
fun.
Awesome.
Lawnmower races.
That's more my speed.
Tonight is the People's Choice Barbecue Competition. So if you want to go and pay, I think it's $10 to taste barbecue.
That's at the fairgrounds.
At Parsons Stadium in Springdale, they have a new arena cross event. And yes, among the things they have is Cowboy Kenny Bartram, who's a big deal in the arena cross world.
Yes, he is. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to miss it, but I'm very excited that he's coming.
The Dixon Street main stage tonight, Dante and the Hawks, the Shotgun Billies, the Unground Kings, Louisiana Crossroads, and Joe Giles and the Homewreckers. On Saturday, the Dixon Street main stage, Oreo Blue, Leah and the Mojo Doctors, the Rich Fabic Band, the FOS Project, and David Kimbrough Jr. Of course, the barbecue competition is Saturday at the fairgrounds, and more motocross at Parsons Stadium. And the loudest thing this weekend will be the Parade of Power. Starts at 3:30 Saturday. The route this year is different. So if you want to be there or not be there, listen up.
Here
this
you
is
go.
Your warning. It starts at the Washington County Fairgrounds, goes to Drake Street, over to cross on Greg Avenue to Township.
Right.
Township to College, and College to Dixon
Street.
That's
not so bad.
There's a map in today's What's Up, so that should help you out. And you're on your own for earplugs.
Becca Bacon-Martin is
the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.